Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. How can you make an event that happened 2,000 years ago relevant to today's world? Well, the English-speaking justice and peace promoters of men's and women's religious congregations here in Rome are attempting to do just that in organizing an unconventional Stations of the Cross that passes through some of the Eternal City's historic sites of worship and others rich in symbolism, drawing us into the mystery of Christ's passion and crucifixion in Jerusalem, and allowing us to see with new eyes the ways in which his suffering continues all around us, in the form of war, human trafficking and slavery, child soldiers, poverty, and injustices of every sort. This modern-day Stations of the Cross invites participants to remember that under Imperial Roman rule, tens of thousands of the earliest Christians perished under persecution on this city's ancient streets, including St. Peter himself, who was crucified upside down on Vatican Hill. One of the stops on this Roman way of the cross has included the Church of Domine Quo Vadis on the ancient Appian Way, the place leading out of Rome where tradition holds that Christ met St. Peter, who was fleeing from persecution. When asked, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus responded, "To Rome to be crucified." It was that encounter that led St. Peter to return to the city to face his own horrific end. Sister Toni Harris, justice and peace promoter for Dominican Sisters International, took me on a virtual tour of some of the sites along this Roman pilgrimage. She says the Church of Domine Quo Vadis reminds us of those who even today are losing their lives for their faith in Jesus Christ.
In many parts of the world, I think, in increasing numbers of places in the world, people can be faced with life or death. I know I spoke with some of our Dominican sisters in northern Nigeria who said they didn't know from day to day, you know, whether they would survive. They just didn't know. If something happened in the West that upset the
Islamic extremists,
yes,
there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The extremists. They might, you know, suffer retaliation because the Christians were identified with the West in the eyes of some extremists. So that kind of thing, I think, is an increasing reality in our world, unfortunately.
Another church on the pilgrimage of the Justice and Peace Way of the Cross has been the one dedicated to Saints Nereus and Achilleus on the site of the 4th century Oratory of the Fasciola, named for the bandage that is supposed to have fallen from St. Peter's wounds after his escape from the Mamertine prison. The relics of the two first-century Roman soldiers are buried beneath the high altar. They were martyred for their conversion to Christianity and refusal to carry out their military duties in obedience to Christ's message of love.
We hear stories of the first Christians resigning from their responsibilities as military people as they became Christian, that somehow that at that time was not viewed as compatible with their Christian faith. So at that stop, we reminded ourselves that there are today more than 40 world conflicts, and that according to the United Nations now, 90% of those killed, that's 90% of those killed since 1990 in conflict, have been civilians.
It's astonishing, isn't it?
It is. And the global military spending now exceeds $2.1 trillion. So all of the monies that governments around the world are spending on the military, you know, as contrasted with projects for human development and hunger, is just, kind of overwhelming for me.
Yet another stop on the way of the cross are the Baths of Caracalla, a sprawling 27-acre complex dating from 217 AD. Here, pilgrims are asked to reflect on the gift of clean water, of which so many in the world are deprived.
We stopped at the Baths of Caracalla, which in the days of the 3rd century provided an important service for Roman citizens because people didn't have personal sanitary kind of facilities or bathing facilities. So these were public baths that the citizens of Rome could use. And this particular bath, we're told, could accommodate 1,600 people. So it was a huge area, and the water came from a complex water distribution system which had a constant flow from the aqueducts. So at that site we reflected on the importance of water for all creation, and that 884 million people, almost a billion, do not have access to safe drinking water. So we prayed in thanksgiving for the miracle of water, and we also tried to reflect about the reality that in our world, you know, this many people don't have access to it, don't have access to safe water.
Nearby, this way of the cross takes Sister Toni and the others to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the modern linear architecture in stark contrast to the imposing 3rd century stone baths just down the street.
We reflected about the fact at this site, as we were thinking about food and hunger in the world, we recalled the fact that one child dies about every 5 seconds as a result of hunger, 700 every hour and 16,000 each day. And as I think about this, I don't even know really how to make my mind get a hold of that reality, you know. But I think about when we look back on history and we think about, or I think about the genocides in history, whether it was the attempt to eliminate the Jewish people or whether it was the genocides in Rwanda and Burundi and the kind of slaughters that happen today in Sudan, and we say to ourselves, how could people do that? What happened, you know, that people let that happen or were aware that that was happening and didn't do anything about it? As we imagine future generations, will they be wondering, as they look back at us, how did they let a child die every 5 seconds and not stop it? All of these were, you know, the food for our reflection as we made our way.
It really sounds like you, in a way, through this very unusual Stations at the Cross, you're putting into concrete terms today's suffering church, suffering humanity on earth. And these are things that we should be all thinking about during this time of Lent.
Yes, and I think that for me, one of the reflections that our Dominican brother Timothy Radcliffe, one of his observations about human suffering and places of human suffering. And Timothy was the master of the Dominican order, the head of the order, and traveled to many countries and experienced and saw much suffering. And one of his comments was that it is not enough just to see these places of human suffering and to be the tourists of the world's crucifixion. These are places in which theology is to be done. It is in these places of Calvary that God may be met and a new word of hope discovered. So then we must dare to see what is before our eyes. We must believe that it is where God seems most distant and where human beings are tempted by despair that theology may be done. That message says to me that the way of the cross today, the way in which the body of Christ suffers and is crucified, takes shape now through these other kinds of realities, whether it's human trafficking, whether it's militarism, whether it's abuse of migrants and refugees, whether it's the kind of discrimination against women and girls that we find in so many places, that all of those are examples of this crucifixion of today's body of Christ.
And a warm thanks there to Sister Toni Harris, Justice and Peace Promoter for Dominican Sisters International.